Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours. Hey, listeners, welcome back to a Revoice Network original called Podline, where students like you can anonymously share your burning college-related dilemmas and issues based on the weekly topic. I'm your host, Kayla.
And I'm Caroline.
And we're both seniors attending VCU, so think of us as the big sisters you never knew you needed, who have been through it all and can give it to you straight. Now, you may be asking, where can I go to submit an issue I need advice on? Well, stay tuned to find out towards the end of the show. Now, for today's topic, we're going to be exploring something that I've always personally wanted to experience myself, and that is studying abroad. So, Caroline, I want to ask, have you ever studied abroad or ever wanted to study abroad?
I've never studied abroad, but I've always wanted to. I was even looking at it. Oh, because I got like an email and was like, you could get a study abroad scholarship. So I was like, oh. So yeah. Then I started looking at all these places. I was like, oh my gosh, I want to study abroad. But it's so much money.
It is so much money. But like, it seems so fun. Just like being able to like study in like a different country. I don't know.
Yeah,
it seems
just,
so fun.
Like for a whole semester too. Like that's just so cool.
Yeah. I feel like, I mean, I've wanted to do it probably since like my freshman year. I just never did it. I don't know why. Yeah. And I feel like now I'm just like, it's too late for me because I'm a senior. Like, I feel like there's kind of no point. But yeah, I'll have to move on. According to internationalstudent.com, some benefits of studying abroad are, number one, taking in new culture, possibly learning a new language, the expansion of career opportunities, and making some lifelong friends. And those are just like a few of the many benefits that come with studying abroad.
According to UCMerced.edu, 97% of study abroad students found employment within their first 12 months of graduating, while 49% of college graduates found employment in the same period.
Like, that is so
crazy
to me. I think we need to, I don't know if y'all heard that, right? 90% of people who study abroad find employment within 12 months of graduating. Like, that's insane. I just think that's so crazy. So if you're thinking about studying abroad and you're in the position where you can, I would definitely do it. Like 100%.
Yeah.
Because I think people underestimate how hard it is to get a job after graduation. Clearly, if only 49% of regular college graduates
find employment in 12 months.
Yeah. I think that's so crazy. Okay. If you're looking to study abroad, me and Caroline came up with some good places that we think would be great to study abroad that we would really love to study abroad at. So, number one is Ireland. I think Ireland is just so pretty. Like, they have such great scenery, and I don't know. As a photographer, I'm like, yes, like, I really want to go there just to take pictures.
Yeah, I would love to go to Ireland. Yes. I also really like Australia, which could be controversial.
I was going to say Australia is crazy. Australia is crazy with their bugs, and Australia is like, I cannot. They have the biggest spiders ever. If you ever go, good luck to you, because I don't know how you'd survive. I would die, bro. It would be bad.
I would just probably try my best to run or just get used to it. It's like, it's probably like, I feel like the spiders in Australia are like equivalent to like rats in New York City.
The spiders, in my opinion, are so much worse. Like, they have four legs on each side of their body, and they can bite you, right?
Yeah, but can't the New York City rats bite too?
I guess, but when do they ever? Actually, I don't know. I've never been to New York, so I wouldn't know. But
like maybe the rats in Monroe Park, because I know there's some there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I feel like they're friendly, though. I mean, I've never seen them.
I've seen a couple, and they scare me.
Really?
Yeah, they move fast.
So do these big spiders, though, in Australia. They are, because they're so big, their legs are long as heck, and they can run a whole lot faster. They have eight legs. That is insane. I think I'm just an arachnophobia.
Yeah, I think you're
arachnophobe. Yeah,
I think you may just have a fear of spiders.
Yeah, because I hate them with a passion. They literally are the devil's creation. I don't know why they exist. I'm sorry. My hatred for them is insane. I hate them. The next place is Greece. Oh, I wanted to visit Greece for the longest time. Oh my God.
I want to go to Greece and like recreate Mamma Mia.
Oh, hot take. I've never seen Mamma Mia.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I love Meryl Streep, so I have seen Mamma Mia.
Yeah, okay. Let's finally get into these submissions. So the first one says, I just got accepted to study abroad in South Korea. Any tips? Well, first of all, congrats. Claps for him or her.
Congrats.
Claps for them, claps for them. Yeah, I heard South Korea is a great place to study abroad, so I really don't think you have much to worry about. I hope. I actually really don't know much about South Korea, but from the research I've done, it seems like a cool place to study abroad. You get to learn more about their culture and stuff. The only thing I would say is just to prepare yourself as much as possible for, to not for you to not be so stressed when it comes to the time for you to leave to go to South Korea,
Yeah, maybe download Duolingo, maybe get a little basic Korean language in if you don't know already, or like educate yourself more on like culture there, how the people act, the community acts there,
Yeah, I'm sure
stuff
there's
like
a bunch
that.
of resources out there that like will tell you that too.
This next one says, nah, but I traveled to London for a week and British people are the worst. I understand why we had a revolution versus those guys. I don't know how you can rule the world for damn near 500 years and have such terrible food. I don't know why, but this submission made me think of the TikTok trend a while back where British people were like showing everyone their version and they were like, I'm getting, this is my Chinese, like, Chinese food, and like it created so much discourse because it's just a little weird how you're saying, I'm eating a Chinese for dinner tonight. It just sounds a little weird.
The wording could be worded differently. I
Yeah.
do agree. Yeah, it's British people and their food, bro. Like, it's just really weird stuff. 'Cause like
Yeah.
this also reminded me of like them eating beans and toast for breakfast.
Ooh.
Like to each their own, but like also
I
that's kind of
couldn't do
weird.
that. Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's just the American in me speaking. Not
Doesn't seem
to,
right.
it just it doesn't. Yeah, not to, talk bad about the culture there and stuff and what they do, but it's just a little. It's not for me. It's not for me. Beans and toast for breakfast? Yeah, that's crazy. Sorry.
Very gross.
The last submission says, always wanted to study abroad in Asia just so I can be completely immersed in the culture and experience new cultures and environment. Also, the food is a plus. Haha. I mean, yeah, literally, what's stopping you from like applying though? Because I say just do it.
Yeah,
Like,
just go
why
for
not?
it. You have nothing to lose.
You literally have nothing to lose. Don't be like me and Caroline who didn't
Yeah.
wait or like who didn't take the opportunity to study abroad. Like,
Yeah.
don't be like us. Go be in that 97% percentile of,
Getting a job
of
as soon
graduates
as you
that get a
graduate.
job. Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Don't be like us. Don't be like us. Like, no. But yeah, literally, what's the worst that can happen? And it's honestly probably not too late for you, hopefully. If you're a
Yeah.
senior, maybe, but that's okay. Just I don't know. But like, yeah, it's most likely probably not too late for you. So if you have the opportunity to do it, definitely jump on that opportunity and go do it. Like, go apply right now. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are you still here? Like, go apply.
Yeah.
Well, listeners, it looks like we're out of time, but don't worry, we'll be back next week to give more advice. If you like this episode, don't forget to rate, review, and download the show, and check out our other Revoice Network originals, Common Talk and Bad Attitude. Follow the Revoice Network on Instagram at Revoice Network, and to submit a response for future episodes, follow us at podline_revoice, where our Share Your Dilemmas Google form lives. Once again, I'm your host, Kayla.
And I'm Caroline.
And thanks for listening. See you next week.
See you next week.